Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Clayton at 3 o'clock right now. We're pleased to be joined by Eric Hagman, our Penn State insider here at The Fan. We've got Eric on updates today because Jim Colony is headed back to his New Hampshire cottage for the week. He's eating lobster and drinking, 17 natural lights a day for this week. And that's fine by us because we don't get to work with Jim anyways. And it just gives us more access to Eric Hagman, which is a treat. And also gets Eric off that amazing Zeiss shift, which probably is a downer for him. He's getting the short end of the stick. Eric, you are so dialed into Penn State. What has the reaction been over the last few hours to this Micah Parsons report?
I think unsurprised, not surprised, whatever word you want to use. I'm sure there's disappointment attached to it. Fans, media members, fellow players, coaches, I'm sure there's a tinge of disappointment based on the great potential he had and what he might have meant to the program his junior season. But again, you can't be surprised, and I don't believe he's going to be the last big-name college player who's going to opt out.
Eric, what are the big Penn State like blogs and message boards? I'm being serious. Black Shoe Diaries is one. Are there any others that like?
Onward State.
No, I'm
Chris,
it's a serious. Yeah,
I got to come clean with you. I don't go onto message boards.
All right.
I may be our insider, as Andrew called, but I just don't go on the message boards. I mean, I talk with some people and I know some people, but what the average fan is saying and what I have seen on social media through Twitter is congratulations, best of luck, that sort of thing. What people are saying off the message boards and on social media, I don't know if it's different or not.
You more or less answered my question. I mean, you said disappointment, but I was curious if that include if like anger was sort of looped into that Venn diagram. But it doesn't sound like, based on what you're saying, that fans are like angry or frustrated that they understand this, I guess, from his perspective.
I mean, maybe, Chris, maybe some people are, but I don't know how you can get angry over anything like that in a normal circumstance, let alone what we're dealing with right now. You know, who's to say that this season is even going to come off?
Right.
And even if they start it, will it end? And this kid just has so much potential. I mean, he just projects so well at the next level for the way the NFL plays defense these days. You know, I just think it's too big of a risk. And here's the funny thing about this, and I was thinking about this earlier today. You know, Micah Parsons has kind of had this strange relationship with Penn State. He's from Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his dad was a big Penn State fan. They used to go to games, things such as that. And if you recall his recruiting, you know, people thought he was going to go to Ohio State. People thought he was going to go to Oklahoma. I mean, he really played Penn State along. There was never that, I'm definitely going to be a Nittany Lion. And there was a lot of angst. There was a lot of anger directed toward him during his whole recruiting process. So then he announces he's coming, and he ends up spending just 2 years here. And it makes you really evaluate where college sports, college football in particular right now, is. Because so much attention was given to this kid before he even stepped foot on the Penn State campus. And just like that, boom, boom, 2 years, and he's gone. So it's definitely a strange dynamic we have in college football right now.
Eric Hagman, Penn State insider, on the big story today. Micah Parsons out at Penn State, reportedly, not official, nothing from the Penn State football program that announces his opt-out decision. It's linebacker you, Eric. They've had so many great ones. Some of them have even come from this neck of the woods. In your opinion, you've watched so much Penn State football. Where does this guy rank? How good was Micah Parsons as a Penn State linebacker?
Well, let me say after the Cotton Bowl game, which I was in Dallas for that game, and I turned to my kids and I said, you know, that's about as well as I've ever seen a Penn State linebacker play a game. Against Memphis, he had 14 tackles, he had 2 sacks, he had 2 forced fumbles.
Wow.
And he was all over the field. Even plays he wasn't credited with a statistic, he was there making something happen. Now, what you have to keep in mind is he played as a true freshman, and he played mainly on natural athletic ability. He, by his own admission, he really didn't understand the system. He was like a stand-up end in high school, also ran the ball. You know, they moved him to a linebacker position where he had to cover receivers and do things like that. He had a very good freshman season, again, based almost exclusively on just his natural ability. What I saw from him last year was as good as anybody. And now I'm not going to compare him to Hall of Famer like Jack Ham, but it's a different game right now. The way Parsons plays outside linebacker isn't the way Jack Ham played outside linebacker. But for my money, he's as good as anyone that's come through that linebacker position.
Eric, assuming they are able to have this season and it goes off and they're able to play all these games, how big of a loss is that for their defense, and how well-positioned are they to replace him?
Well, I'll start by saying it's a tremendous loss when you lose, you know, arguably the best defensive player in the land.
Right. Sure.
They don't have a player of his caliber ready to step in. So obviously, immediately, there's going to be a drop-off. If there is one position that they have recruited and continued to recruit well, it is linebacker. They are loaded there. But again, you're dealing with the situation that they were in 2 years ago, that you're going to probably play a kid who's inexperienced and you're going to have to learn with mistakes, and he doesn't know the system that well. But they've got a kid by the name of Brandon Smith who is dynamic. Curtis Jacobs, who comes in as a true freshman, was a 5-star recruit. So they've got the talent. But again, you're not going to replace a player like him immediately. No way.
Eric Hagman, listen to him all afternoon on updates starting at 3:20, and it'll include this story, Micah Parsons opting out reportedly at Penn State. Thank you so much, Eric. Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.